Right on the Money. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
Wallet Hub put out this survey. They survey Americans about our money and our budgeting. And I was laughing out loud as I was reading it this morning. It's like, yep, that's how I feel about budgeting. It feels like a root canal. But I want to bounce some of these survey results, Dave, off your wallet in just a moment and see how you feel about it. But the first thing that stood out to me, and I know you've been really passionate about talking about this in the past, is this survey shows that most Americans who are asked, it's like 94% of Americans think budgeting should be taught in high school. And for the most part, there is a finance class, but you've had some heartburn with that.
It's called financial literacy. It's taught for one semester in high school. What in the world are we doing? It's the most important financial class or class you should be taking in school. And it's almost a throwaway. Mm-hmm. It's a little semester here. It's an easy A. They teach you, some really basic concepts about investments and stocks. This should be done every single year from kindergarten until graduation.
And isn't it usually taught by like the football coach or something?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they have a master's in finance. I don't know. But it just seems like we're from the get-go, out of the gates, we're not taking this as seriously as we can. In kindergarten, you could be doing so many fun things with that. Like you could set up a little store and they could earn money for great behaviors. Or maybe they get an A on a little test if they even do tests in kindergarten. Or maybe they learn their ABCs and they get a little fun money and then you learn how to budget it.
And a lot of teachers will do that, but it is haphazard.
Oh, no.
It is not consistent. There is no curriculum.
I'm still jealous that my sister had that growing up and I didn't. I was like, I felt left out. She had this little store. They had money and we never had anything. I got set out in the hall for talking too much. That's all I got. Yeah, so I agree with you, Dave. But 94% of Americans agree with you, too, on that. It not only needs to be taught in high school, but it needs to be expanded. It needs to be more. And if it's not from kindergarten on, then it should certainly start in junior high. Mm-hmm. These kids are out making money.
When they're making money, exactly.
Yeah,
budgeting should play a massive role in our children's education.
Here's another one of the money things that Wallet Hub, when they surveyed, they found out about how we feel about budgeting. And they entitled it, Liar, Liar, Budget on Fire. Nearly one in five people admit they are not honest with themselves when making a budget.
One in five? One in five. You're telling me 80% of people are totally honest about their budget? I can guarantee you, I have never been honest with my budget.
What do you leave off? It's like counting calories in a way. It's like, oh, those Oreo cookies don't count.
Yeah.
Those Oreo cookies don't count. Oh, I ate that Snicker bar really, really fast. That doesn't count. I've done that before with calories because I'm a calorie counter. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to count that butter that I put on the popcorn. I'll just count the popcorn. So one in five people admit they're not honest with themselves when making a budget. What do you leave off your budget?
Subscriptions. 100% the subscriptions. I'm like, well, I mean, we're not gonna do every subscription, right? I mean, because we share it, with a kid, so some of that should go over there. Yeah, there.
That's so funny.
There's so many things that we don't want to be honest with ourselves about, and the fact that maybe we're underwater, we don't have a savings account, that we're not putting enough away for retirement. You're telling me 80% of people are being honest with what they're putting away for retirement?
So I started these no spend days, and then I go and I spend. I went to Ulta the other day, that makeup store, and I spent on a no spend day. And I was walking to my car.
Trying not to judge you.
I know.
Trying not to judge you.
I got to my car with this little tiny bag. I don't want to tell you how much I spent.
That's all I want to know.
Tiny bag.
We're talking about honesty and budget. How much did you spend?
$123.
Stop it. You did not.
I did. It was terrible.
In a bag, not in a cart full of stuff?
It was like a sandwich bag full of makeup. But all the women listening who've done this, you know exactly.
That's a pretty good deal.
It was 40% off, and it was just like I was negotiating with my in my head. And
girl
like,
math, is that what it is?
So
40% off, I save 40%.
I'm taking out of the gas budget.
I might can't drive anywhere work. For the next month.
No, it'll force me to take the train in and get delayed and all that other stuff. So that's one of the things. How about this one? 23% of Americans think couples should budget separately rather than jointly. You want the divorce rate to go up? I mean,
I'm telling you.
23% should budget separately. Think we should budget separately rather than jointly. What are your thoughts?
Terrible idea. And mostly a terrible idea because I've experienced it, number one. I've tried the whole budget separately with my wife. That lasted 5 minutes, and then I realized, oh, this is terrible. We've talked to our financial advisor, and he's like, no, you absolutely have to be a partnership in this, mm-hmm. because how do you divide it up?
It's terrible.
You pay the mortgage, no, but I'll pay the bills.
We did that. Dave, it's hard.
Was it awesome?
No, it wasn't. We did it for a while, and it's chaos. And money is chaotic enough, and if you have one partner who has a terrible mm-hmm. relationship with money and another partner who wants to save all their pennies or get scared the moment somebody else goes out and spend, it's just horrible. I remember we were first married. I came home. I walked through the door. I think he was in the bathroom. Sorry, Chris. And he shouted through the door, "Hey, Deb, I went out and bought new tires for the truck." I'm like, "What new tires?" And you know where that conversation went for them. He goes, "Well, needed new tires." Well,
okay. We don't have money for new tires. What do you mean you got new tires?
So when you go off in different directions, you end up with new tires you didn't know you needed, and then it just gets downhill from there. Oh, we were running out of time. 27% of people would rather do their laundry than make a budget.
I would rather do anything than make a budget. Laundry, dishes, changing tires.
How do we fix that?
Well, it turns into a fight. We've got to The way you fix it is you've got to figure out how to do it without getting into a fight every single time.
Man.
How do you do that?
I don't.
Deb?
I don't know.
I'm looking to you for solutions. How do you budget without getting in a fight with your spouse?
This is one time when I can honestly, let me fall back on like my FBI training as a spokesperson and say I have no comment. I have no comment. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take 24 hours. We're going to step back. We're going to think about it. And then tomorrow, let's come back. We're going to be live in a junior high. This is a perfect setting to do this.
Yeah.
How do you enjoy? We got to come up with solutions to how to start enjoying budgeting.
Making budgeting fun?
That's tomorrow on the Dave and Dejanovic Show.